Good morning. It is Friday, September 17th. We've got five baseball picks today and one add-on college football pick for the day. So we'll get right into that. Let's do the college football first. It is for Saturday. It's Cincinnati visiting Indiana. Now, Indiana was a lean when I did the football picks the other day. It is now a play. The line has moved to Indiana plus 3.5. Now, just to be aware, that obviously indicates that there's money coming on Cincinnati, so that Indiana as a home team would now get the hook on the 3 points. But as far as I'm concerned, that's all I was needing. I didn't want to play for a potential tie. I wanted to play for a potential win. And again, I don't expect this game to be Cincinnati to win by three. Otherwise, it's not a play. There's great possibility that Indiana wins this game. But when you take the 3.5, it becomes a play. So you can lose by a field goal and cash the bet. So Indiana plus 3.5 against Cincinnati is the play, taking the Big Ten at home over the AAC. And yes, Cincinnati was finished strong last year, had a good season. They're not the program that Indiana has sort of become the last several years. Indiana has a quarterback that should get the job done. All right, moving into baseball, Colorado visiting Washington. Now, Colorado has been trash on the road for most of the season, but they have, I think, tied for the fifth best record in all of baseball at home. A little bit of luck on both sides. Good luck at home, bad luck on the road. A little regression to the means in order here. The pitcher, Gray from Washington's been getting slaughtered lately. He's got a lot of future, but that future is not this year. Colorado minus 111 on the money line is the play. The next bet is two picks in one game. It's Toronto and Minnesota. Minnesota's out of the picture. Toronto is fighting for the playoffs. As a matter of fact, they are now in first position for the wild card. They will not catch Tampa Bay. They are in first position for the American League wild card. They're playing lights-out baseball predominantly from their offense. So the two bets, one of them is over 9 for the game, and the other is Toronto to win by 2. So Toronto run line minus 1.5, minus 115 odds on that. It's not an enormous pitching matchup edge for Toronto, but it's some, and the offensive edge for Toronto is significant. They're the number one offense in Major League Baseball. So Toronto on the run line and the game over 9. The next game is Philadelphia Phillies visiting the Mets, taking Philly on the money line minus 132. The line has dropped a little bit. I've written that earlier, but again, so it indicates money coming on Mets a little bit as the home team. Never fear on that one. Philly should win. They've got a better pitcher. In theory, the Mets are still in the playoff hunt, but they're not. Philadelphia is. They actually think they could overtake the Atlanta Braves, and they just might. Philadelphia on the money line is the play. And the final play is the Dodgers visiting Cincinnati. The Dodgers on the run line, so Dodgers minus 1.5. Buehler on the mound. He'll get it done. And Cincinnati, I'm not sure what's happened to them. They had every opportunity to make the wild card playoffs, and I don't think they will. And the Dodgers are hunting to overtake San Francisco for the number one seed. And, of course, in this case, more importantly, the San Francisco Dodgers winner for the season best record, the loser is a wild card. The winner has the number one seed in the National League. So it's very important. I don't see Cincinnati, even though they're at home, making this too much of a contest, so the Dodgers by 2. Recapping, Dodgers by 2, Philadelphia money line, Toronto by 2, and the game over 9, Colorado money line, and College football for tomorrow, Saturday, Indiana plus 3.5. And remember, I've got NFL picks and college football picks already posted. Just look for the week 2 NFL and week 3 college basketball plays on the previous podcast, and you'll have all the picks for the weekend. Good luck.